Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah The final prophet of Allah Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, Whoever wants Allah Almighty to be pleased with him, when he meets him, he should recite salat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila, Our Prophet, Simply the Best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with such numerous excellences and distinctions by means of which he is distinguished and unique in comparison to the others. First and foremost, the thing that we should know is that the entire universe was created because of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imam Sharfuddin Muhammad bin Sa'id Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in his world-renowned poem, Qasida Burda Sharif. He says, وَكَيْفَ تَدْعُوا إِلَى الدُّنْيَا ضَرُورَةُ مَنْ لَوْلَاهُ لَمْ تَخْرُجِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْعَدَمِ How could worldly need tempt such a man without whom the world would never have existed? Allama Sayyid Umar bin Ahmad Afandi Al-Hanafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh commented on this couplet, remarking, This couplet references the divine hadith, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَاكَ Were it not for you, I would not have created the skies. The world, al-aflaq, skies, here refers to the entire world and everything in it. Even though a part of the world is mentioned, meaning skies, the entirety of it is meant. Furthermore, this couplet also alludes to an incident that took place on the night of ascension, on the night of Mi'raj. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon reaching the lot tree, prostrated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, أَنَا وَأَنْتَ وَمَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ خَلَقْتُهُ لِأَجْلِكَ There is only me and you. Everything else I created for your sake. Allahu Akbar. The beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam responded, أَنَا وَأَنْتَ وَمَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ تَرَكْتُهُ لِأَجْلِكَ There is me and your divine being. Everything else, I have left it all for your sake. Subhanallah. Additionally, this couplet also contains a reference to the fact that this world is submissive and obedient to the mercy of this world, meaning our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and that it was created for him and his companions. So how would it become possible that these blessed personalities could be tempted by the world or be involved in fulfilling worldly desires? My dear viewers of Madani channel, numerous Islamic scholars have explained that the mercy for the universe, meaning our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is the reason for which the universe came into being. As an example, the reviver of Islam and esteemed towering figure of Islam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh writes, It is undoubtedly true that Allah Almighty created the entire universe for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not exist, nothing else would. This topic is found and proved in myriad of hadith in our treaties. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh writes in Fatawa Razviya Sharif, Creation was originated for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If he did not exist, then nothing else would. And from him, all of creation was fashioned. He is the root of its existence. In Fatawa Razaviya, volume 30, page 667, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, The most esteemed truth, meaning Allah Almighty, made the entire world solely and exclusively for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If he did not exist, then nothing else would have been created. In other words, the entirety of creation was made by Allah Almighty for the sake, by means of, and for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the same Fatawa Razaviyah, volume 30, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat writes, I swear by Allah, and again I swear by Allah, not only does the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam remove difficulties and distribute bounties, but the presence and ongoing existence of this entire universe is because of his existence. The same manner in which the universe was reliant upon him in its initial phase of creation, it is also reliant upon him to continue existing. If his auspicious being was not present, all of creation would cease to be. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed His last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with so many virtues that no other creation has been given. His blessed zikr, His blessed attributes has been mentioned in previous heavenly books. The attributes of the leader of both the worlds, meaning our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, have been described. The commentator of Bukhari Sharif, Mufti Sharif ul-Haq Hamjadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says, the Torah, the Injil, and other such previous heavenly scriptures contained such clear and detailed description of the attributes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that in the light of them, the people of the book without a doubt recognized the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims in part 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 146, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, those to whom we gave the book, they recognize that Prophet, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, just like a person recognizes his own son, subhanallah. It is narrated by Sayyidina Ata bin Yasar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that when I met Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I asked him to inform me of those attributes of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam which are mentioned in the blessed Torah. He said, by Allah azza wa jal, some of the attributes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the Holy Quran are also mentioned in the Torah, such as, O Prophet, indeed we have sent you as a witness and a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. These additional attributes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have also been mentioned in the Torah. We have sent you as a protector of an unlettered people. You are my servant and messenger. I have named you mutawakkil, meaning the one who trusts in Allah Almighty. You are neither immoral nor harsh in nature. You do not cause commotion in the markets, nor do you repay evil with evil, but you overlook faults and are forgiving. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty will not cause him to pass away until he straightens the crooked nation through him, until the people openly proclaim, La ilaha illallah, and Allah Almighty in this way will rectify those with blind eyes, deaf ears, and veiled hearts. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Grand Mufti of India, Allama Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, said in his poetic form, Kitab-e-Hazrat-e-Musa mein wasf hain unke, Kitab-e-Isa mein unke fasane aaye hain, unhi ki naad ke nagme zabur se sun lo, Zaban-e-Quran pe unke tarane aaye hain. He is described in the book of Musa. His stories are contained in the book of Isa. Listen to his poetic praise from the Zubur. His beautiful melody has come in the language of Quran. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, facing persecution at the hands of the Meccans in the early period of Islam, a delegation of 80 or so Muslims migrated to Ethiopia upon the command of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon arriving, they had an audience with the ruler, Najashi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who told them, I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah Almighty. We find mention of him in the Injil. This is the very messenger whose advent was foretold by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Were it not for these governmental responsibilities, I would have attended his court, gaining the honor of holding his blessed sandals and helping him make wudu. Subhanallah, this was the love and respect people have for our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The immense virtue and unique merits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered upon his final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam are far greater than can be grasped and enumerated by our finite minds. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the guarantee of protecting the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran declares, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and Allah will protect you from the people, meaning from being martyred from the people. This verse refers to the attempt made on Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by the oppressive disbelievers of Makkah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala foiled their plots and guaranteed that He Himself, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, protects to Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Commentators have reported that 70,000 angels would protect the beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam all the time. Whether he was asleep or awake, these angels would not leave him. There were several of these attempts. One of this was described by Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu recounts that the companions were on an expedition with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When on their way back in the afternoon, they reached a valley full of thorny trees. The companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, decided to rest, taking shade under the tree. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam joined them, hanging his sword on an acacia tree, resting under it. The companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were sleeping when all of a sudden, they were awoken by a call of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They hastened, meaning they rushed towards him, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to find a Bedouin sitting there. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained that while he was sleeping, this Bedouin covertly took the Prophet's sword. When he awoke, the Bedouin was holding the sword in his hand and said to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, "Who will save you from me?" The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "Allah." The Bedouin, when he heard the response and the jalal of Nabuwa, his sword dropped. After overpowering the Bedouin, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not punish him, but forgave him instead. Commenting on this, Imam Badruddin Mahmud Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was very passionate about softening the heart of the disbelievers and wanted them to accept Islam. This is why he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave the Bedouin instead of punishing him. The impact of this virtuous gesture moved the Bedouin to embrace Islam and then preach it to his people. Eventually, the single prophetic gesture led to many people embracing Islam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha, relates that the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to guard the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when required. But when the verse, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, was revealed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put his head out of the tent and said, "O people, go back, for indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is protecting me. That is, I no longer require the protection of human beings." Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it has been said by a devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, "Fanus ban ke jis ki hifazat hawa kare, wo shama kya bujhe, jise roshan khuda kare." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was unique in many other attributes. For example, permission to offer nafl salah after asr salah was granted exclusively to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "La salata ba'd al-asri hatta taghiba ash-shamsu." There is no salah after asr salah until the sun sets. Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, "Nafl salah is not permitted from after asr salah until the sun becomes dull." He adds in another place, "Nafl salah is not permissible after asr." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is a distinct quality of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he was allowed to offer nafl salah after asr salah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, another distinct quality of a Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that he is the one who will perform shafa'at kubra. He will be given the status to perform shafa'at kubra on the day of judgment after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants permission to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He will perform shafa'at, meaning intercession for every single individual. This stage is called shafa'at-e-kubra. This intercession is called shafa'at-e-kubra. And no other has been given this status. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala explained that one distinctive merit of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that angels that had never visited earth also descended before his blessed presence. They include an angel named Ismail and Sayyidina Israfil alayhi wassalam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, another distinct quality of Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam is the offspring of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam are considered his offsprings. My dear viewers of Madani channel, one's offspring is usually attributed to the father, but it is the exclusive trait of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the offspring of his daughters, in particular that of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, is attributed towards the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has himself said, all human are attributed to their paternal grandfather, except for the offspring of Fatima, as I am their guardian and protector. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, normally a person's lineage originates from his sons or paternal grandsons. But as for the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his blessed lineage originated from his two maternal grandsons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. There are many narrations in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam declared Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There are many narrations in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam declared Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma as his own sons. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said in relation to Imam Hassan Mushtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ibni hadha sayyidun, the son of mine is chief. In one narration, it has been stated, the two, meaning Hassan and Hussein, are my son. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala states, it should be kept in mind that it is the exclusive trait of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha that her offspring is the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam originated from them. So in essence, Hassan and Hussein are from the lineage of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as well as the source of the lineage. Because usually the lineage originates from the father and not from the mother. Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka. Tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana noor ka. My dear viewers of Madani channel, another unique distinct quality of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, another unique attribute of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is that the number of followers, the ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is more than the followers of all the blessed Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, and it is a blessed hadith in Muslim, on the day of judgment, my ummah will be greater in number than the ummah of all the blessed Prophet alayhi wasalam. It is learned that having great number of followers is a sound reason of being the most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam of great eminence. The day of judgment is mentioned because there will be a clear manifestation of the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which will be in great abundance on that day. There will be 120 rows of the dwellers of paradise, out of which 80 rows will be from this ummah, meaning the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whereas 40 rows will be from the other ummahs. We cannot imagine that what will be the length of these blessed rows. These 120 blessed rows will encompass all the Muslim believers from Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam to mu'min coming till the day of judgment. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, another distinct quality of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that salatul tahajjud was fard for the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Most Islamic scholars are of the opinion that besides five daily salahs, salatul tahajjud was also fard for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, Salatul Tahajjud was fard for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the opinion of most Islamic scholars. And for the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this salah is sunnah. The most respected, revered and renowned Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that there are three things which are fard for me and which are sunnah for you. One of those things is Qiyamul Layl, meaning offering Salah during the night. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it is the quality of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that if the benevolent and beneficent Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam calls a Salah offering person, it is compulsory for him to be present. Salah will not become invalid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasooli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, present yourselves upon the call of Allah and His Messenger when the Messenger calls you for a thing which will give you life. This ayah shows that whenever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam calls anyone, it is compulsory for him to be present in the blessed court, giving up any work he's busy with. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu was offering salah. Meanwhile, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came and called him, saying, O Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He, meaning Sayyidina Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, looked towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but did not give a reply. Then offering a short salah, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and humbly and respectfully said, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Replying to the salam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, O Ka'b, what was the hurdle in reply when I called you? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I was offering salah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Have you not heard the following ayah of the Holy Quran? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasooli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Yes, indeed, I have found it. Inshallah, this will not happen. That is, I will not do that in the future. Commenting on this ayah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated in his commentary notes, Nurul Irfan, he says, no matter whatever the condition of a Muslim is, he must come to the blessed court when called by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In fact, if a salah offering person comes to the blessed court in the state of salah, when called by the greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he does what he's asked by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to do, even then he will remain in the state of salah. He will offer only the remaining rakat of the salah. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, another distinct quality of a Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and we do this every day and we might not have paid attention to it, is when reciting tashahud during salah, a salah offering person says salam to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in these words, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May salam be upon you, O Prophet, and may the mercy of Allah and blessings be upon you. If any other person is addressed in this way during salah, then salah will become invalid. It is a unique quality of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that salah does not become invalid when you say salam to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam while you are in the state of salah. It is a unique quality of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, after listening to all this, there is only one thing that one can say. Jaise mere sarkar hain, waisa nahi koi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true love of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best.